Today's episode is brought to you by Destiny's Accessories, located inside of AV Lopez at 3831 Boca Chica Boulevard in Brownsville. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4. Destiny Accessories has all the phone and tablet accessories you need, including chargers, screen protectors, wallets, clips, holsters, pop sockets, cases, and much more. Welcome to Paranormal 956. My name is David. I'm here with Bianca.
Hi, guys.
What are we talking about today, Bianca?
Intradimensional figures.
Intradimensional travelers.
Yes.
So you had sent me, I think because we send videos back and forth so much, that our
TikTok is like...
our algorithms are like synced.
Yeah.
Right? Like women on their cycle. Right?
Like whenever we got the bunch of little people like wrestling and stuff. That was
right.
Anyways.
Yeah, we both were getting everything the same. And so you got something that you sent to me.
So I sent David a TikTok because I was just scrolling through TikTok. And it's like conspiracy theories and stuff. Like I was on a roll, guys. And it was like, it wasn't even, what time was it? Like 7 in the morning?
It was way too early.
The morning.
My response to you is, what the fuck are you doing up so early?
It was like 7 in the morning and I was just going through the TikTok and it was like this podcast talking about intradimensional travelers and explaining how in easy words to not make things complicated.
Right.
How this guy was ghost hunting.
Yeah.
And started recording. And he asked, what year are you from?
Right.
And they answered 2080.
Yeah.
And he was like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah. So the first part that I thought was super interesting is this guy moves into haunted places.
Yeah.
To like really get, like he's there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And
like it's a full stay, like a whole week or something like that. Like he gets the full experience of it.
Like he moves in with his wife and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And like basically 100% of the time is like trying to gather information from whatever quote unquote haunting or paranormal is in this house.
Yeah.
And then he also said after he was told that, you know, 2080.
Yeah.
He got the person's name and he was able to find them on Facebook. And they were like I guess younger, right? Mm-hmm. Like kids on Facebook.
Yeah.
That was like super interesting. And so while that was happening in your algorithm, on my algorithm, there was a lady talking about how the government isn't hiding aliens.
And wait, what?
That the information that they're hiding isn't about aliens.
I mean, not like they can hide it.
Right. But what they're hiding...
what are they hiding?
Is these people that are going through the dimensions, traveling through dimensions. And so one of the things in the video you saw, or the one that you sent me, the guy was talking about how the person he was talking to thought he was a ghost.
Right.
And
so he explains it like, what if he's listening to me and thinks I'm a ghost from the past?
Right.
Well, when he thinks that he's in the present.
Right.
And there's someone in the future already, you know?
Right.
So, in other words, we do have a dimensional cut in time. But where the fuck? How the fuck?
Yeah. So, this is one of those things that just tickles my brain. Like, I love to think about this. So, this guy, because when you think about ghosts, you think about somebody who died a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
To this guy that's in 2080... we're a long time ago.
Yeah, we're in the 2024. four.
Yeah. And so we would be the so perfect ghost.
Like 56 yeah. years ago? 67?
Yeah. Something like
something that. Like that.
We'll edit in the right number.
Anyways. Right
there. Yeah. But you know what I mean. So yeah, it would be like if you're talking to a ghost.
Yeah, like assume, this ghost is like over 50 years old. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, you think, like when you talk to a ghost, if you were to ever talk to a ghost, if even if you just think about other people talking.
Wait, so you think the Ouija board is like related to time traveling?
So that's kind of what I'm getting at is that maybe we're misunderstanding everything. And maybe people that we think are ghosts.
They're actually people like from
like they're
different
like
times.
Just in a different time.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? And so one of the things that we've talked about, I don't know if we've talked about it on the air, but we've talked about it like in the past, is how a lot of the things that ghosts do to me, they don't seem like what I think a dead person would try to communicate to live people.
Like
right?
Pull your feet.
Right. Like grabbing my feet, tickling my feet, slamming the doors. Like these things seem like they always have always seemed like pranks to me.
Okay.
Right? Because yeah, like, yeah. I'm real close with my nephew and he's easily scared. All the things that ghosts would do, the scratching on the walls, the footprints, or, you know, the footsteps yeah, yeah. and all that stuff is stuff I would do to scare him. But it's not.
As a prank.
Right. But if I was to come back from the dead to talk to him, right, being my nephew and trying to give him some information, those aren't the ways that I'm going to do it.
No.
Like, I'm not going to slam the door.
No, you're going to write on the mirror.
Right. Or something, right? I mean, try to communicate yeah, better yeah. than tickling his feet when he's asleep.
Pulling his hair.
But let's say.
Biting his toenails. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that wouldn't happen any way, shape, ever. But let's say.
Let's say. Okay.
Let's say that we think there's a ghost here. And how are we, being alive, going to try to provoke it, right?
Right.
And so maybe that's when you slam the doors, or maybe you do these other things to try to get somebody to jump or to move, or like if you're like, I kind of see a person right there, let's see if I can get them to move, maybe then you slam the door. You know what I mean?
The rocking chairs and all that.
Well, so the rocking chairs to me, I think that's just them living their life.
Like us right now, like what if, like right now I'm like on the chair.
Yeah.
And I don't move that much, but sometimes I do get to move the chair like a lot. Right, you right, see right. me like my yeah. ADHD just right, hits right. and it's like.
Or the tapping.
Or the yeah, I get, or the clicking on the pen. I do that a lot, guys.
Yeah.
So it's like, what if like someone like. It's freaked out now.
Yeah, like what if in the house, in this house.
I'm not even trying to fucking scare them. And they.
Let's say you fast forward 50 yeah. years, right?
I'm obviously. And we're in this house.
Probably not going to. We're not going to be in this house right now.
Right.
In 50 years.
Right.
But let's say like in the room that we're in, maybe there is somebody there and they're like, why the fuck is that chair moving like that?
Yeah, like it's always like the chair moving and the clicking, like there's a clicking sound coming yeah, yeah. from the room.
Yeah, and so it's really just not us that we're dead.
But we're like in that dimension where it's clicking with another timeline.
Yeah, like there's a boundary that's kind of getting fuzzy.
Oh, shit.
Right?
We're not even fucking high, guys. I'll tell you that much.
Well, and think about this. What if you could control that? Then maybe that's time travel.
Oh, shit.
Like if you... You know, because if we're interacting with each other, mm-hmm. where you can see the chair move, or you can do like there's
what touching. If psychics are like time traveling counselors or mentors, or because there's people that allegedly communicate with the dead,
right? Mediums and stuff,
yeah. yeah, and some that predict the future,
right?
How they're able to predict the future.
Like the Simpsons.
They need like a connection over there to
yeah.
get the signals. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. We figured this out, guys. I got it.
Well, maybe it is, right? I mean,
yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
Now that you think about it, like psychics are just basically, they're communicators in right. a way.
And maybe it's a way that maybe there's something you can exercise to kind of be more sensitive to that.
Right.
You know, like with me who is into like food reviews and really getting into the tasting of the ingredients, I couldn't really pick out ingredients, let's say 15 years ago, the way that I can now. It's something I worked on.
Yeah.
Right. And so the same way, maybe somebody who, you know, how we both have talked about, there's things that we've known that we really shouldn't have known, right? Like there's some kind of this ability that we have hints of, right?
Yeah, like, somewhat.
Well, maybe that's something you could exercise to kind of
like deja vus and stuff like that. I kind of understand that part. Like it makes sense because you're like basically asleep and you connect, like you're disconnected and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Let's put it in a way that maybe there's a chance that your soul leaves your body and you have all these fucking crazy dreams and it happens like a few days afterwards or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Okay with that. Like, I'm okay with that part. Like,
well, okay. Think about it this way too, right? So we know how the brain works, right? So there's our body and everything that we experience is electrical charges.
Yeah.
Right. So everything that we smell and everything that we feel, everything that we do as far
trigger
as
something
even,
in the brain.
Even our muscle movements, everything's electricity. Mm-hmm. And our brain has wavelengths.
Yeah.
Right? And so maybe when you go to sleep, you know, you go into like your beta waves and your all these other waves, maybe you're syncing up with something
that you, out of this world.
That you can't really do when you're awake.
Right.
Right? I mean, that would make sense.
I mean, when you're awake, I think you use your brain a little too much.
Yeah,
me with the ADHD, like you're like focusing on this, focusing on that. Yeah. Like my focus is like on different things.
Yeah.
But once I sleep and have dreams and like do this deja vu thing or whatever, like it happens the next day or the 2 days after.
Yeah.
Like it's like, I don't know if my brain has to be like on complete silence for that to happen.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or people would like, let me know, guys. Am I the only one?
Well, this is the other thing too.
And I think like, is it related? Like people like with mental issues and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying ADHD is like a mental issue.
I mean, it is a mental issue. It's just not, I don't think it's a severe.
Right. Right. It's just like a light.
So there's this thing. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast.
But like, what if mental illnesses are related to this right. type of thing also?
So in other cultures, like especially like Aboriginal cultures where they're like still have witch doctors and things like that. Mm-hmm. When mental illness pops up in those civilizations, they don't treat those people the same way we do.
What do you mean?
So I've talked about how I have a lot of mental illness, right? Uh-huh. And so one of the things that I've always kind of dealt with and kind of why I'm a skeptic of a lot of this stuff is because I've had hallucinations where I hear things and see things that aren't really there.
But what if they're really there?
So that's what I was kind of going to get to is in other cultures, instead of being medicated for that, those people are looked at as super sensitive to the world around them. And they give those people to other people that are having trouble.
Right.
Kind of as a guide. And so one of the things that people have in my world, I don't know, because we have so many similarities. I don't know if you deal with this too. But when I meet people, and I'm kind of thinking that we do have this in common, people kind of tell me things that they've often never told anybody.
Yeah.
Right. And it's a really weird, I don't know if it's a gift or what, but I will meet somebody.
Not even 30 minutes later, they're telling you their issues and
like things they've never told anybody. Right. And now that I'm thinking about this, we've met people recently that did that when we were together.
Yeah.
And it was shocking the stuff that they told us. Right. And so,
and they're not even jokes. Like,
right. Yeah, like talking, like really dark, deep stuff.
Yeah. It's...
When we really weren't sharing anything like this was not the subject of the conversation. Right? This was not what we were talking about.
Now that we talk about it.
Right? Yeah, no, we were not talking not, about it, but somebody even... came, we met somebody and they told us, he told us the craziest stuff in his life, right? Yeah. And that and happens not, very common with me just in my life.
Yeah. And with me too.
And so people.
But also they say that's like part of the like numerology and shit like that, which is somewhat connected to the matrix, you would call it.
Yeah.
The dimensional world, mm-hmm. numerology and all that. We need to do an episode on numerology.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So what are your thoughts out there? Because there is a way that this particular theory wraps up ghosts and aliens and everything all in one ball.
Yeah.
Like this is...
And the government giving us medicine for mental issues.
Right. And also...
To keep us like in sync.
Well, and also maybe why the government's hiding things is maybe they don't know... Because it's time travel, it's not like you have the thing here because it goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe that's another reason we think of it as they're hiding stuff. Maybe they don't have it.
Allegedly.
Physically. Right? Maybe it went. Maybe they saw it and it left, right? And so maybe that's why there haven't been as many leaks as there could be. I find this whole thing fascinating.
It is. I mean...
And even the way it could work backwards.
I mean, you're including drugs.
Yeah. So when you're talking about anything that you would attribute to mental illness, you can definitely attribute to drugs. And, you know, another episode that we've talked about doing is about ayahuasca.
Oh, that's
where
true.
Where people have these hallucinations and they face their demons and stuff. Like, that's something else that's maybe opening a portal.
That's true.
To something else, to another place, to another time. Who knows? Like I said, to me, this is like fascinating.
It makes sense. It like adds up. No, it doesn't. You know what? It closes a fucking case. That's what it fucking does.
It makes a lot of things seem more logical.
Yeah. Yeah. So. So now I'm thinking, what if aliens are actually like people from the past or people from the future? Or, you know, because there's different kind of aliens.
Yes.
So do we have like a generation of aliens, like how they change?
So there's a few things that this could do, right?
Or like, what if aliens are like different? Yeah, because, you know, humans are white, blacks,
yeah,
Mexicans.
Well, and you know, they talk about lizard people, right, as one of the alien
types. That's true.
What if at some point in evolution here on Earth, there was a race of lizard people, and maybe they know how to travel in between the dimensions, and they pop up sometimes.
Shit.
Right? Mm-hmm. We don't know. I mean, it's possible.
Isn't the, what's it called, the Facebook owner, Zach? What's his name? Zach. Or what's his name?
Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah.
Mark, whatever you want
to. Is he a lizard person?
I mean, whenever he was in court for that fucking issue,
it looked very strange.
People were like commenting on that. And where did this guy, the ghost hunter, find the kid? On Facebook.
Also true.
You see? Case closed.
Man, we should have been detectives. No. We should have gone in a completely different field.
You see, man.
What were we doing being mechanics?
I don't know.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. The other thing, too, with the aliens. You know,
What if Mark.
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, close enough.
I'm joking. But, like, let's say, what if he bought Facebook to keep track of the timeline.
Mm.
And he has people from the past, present, and future all connected in one app Guys, I'm on a roll right now. No shit fucking way. I mean,
so this is another way that I think aliens can make sense too.
Because even recently, Facebook was down for a bit.
Yes. Today.
Well, but today, not...
like, well, in the past.
In the past. Let's make it clear, because we're going to release this episode.
We're releasing this in
a little
future.
Bit ahead. Yeah.
So we're also time travelers in our own way.
we're scamming the Matrix.
Yeah, because we're we're here.
But we're going to... You guys are listening to us. Yeah.
You're listening to us in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. What was today? March 5th.
Yeah.
The day that Facebook was down for like a full hour.
Yeah. So it kicked me out. I kept logging in and
I thought I got hacked too.
I was rechanging my password 1,000 times. So anyway.
You did rechange it.
What?
You changed it several times?
I tried to.
I didn't change it.
It never took it. Eventually I just logged back in like nothing. But like I was fighting it for a long time.
Anyway, I wasn't fighting it.
So another way that the alien things can make sense. So this is the
But part, does it make sense now that I'm saying that? If he's a lizard person and he's keeping track of the past, present, right now, and future eventually.
Right.
And he won't let it go.
Yeah.
Because I think it's only WhatsApp and
Instagram
that he sold, right? Something like that.
I don't think he sold them.
Or he bought them. I don't fucking know how.
He bought them.
Yeah, I think something like that. I don't fucking know.
And then he started Threads. It's like a new one.
Yeah.
So anyway, so back to what I was saying about aliens. One of the things that has never made sense to me about aliens is that the nearest star is so far away that we could never really even get there. Like, it's part of the reason I'm real skeptical about this going to Mars and making Mars a colony, right?
A star.
Well, Mars is so far away that I don't think people will survive going and coming and building. And like, it would take forever for us to just get to Mars. And then we're supposed to land and we're supposed to build. And then we're supposed to come back and forth, back and forth. It's going to take like 5 years to get there. Right. And so space travel never really made sense to me.
Right.
But if you can move the time, then who's to say that you don't take off today and just skip through the time to when you land over there?
Oh, shit.
Right. And so maybe that's how space travel
is helping.
Work, right. Like we'll launch today and then we just catch the boat over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so maybe.
And that, everything's already set up and shit like that. Yeah.
And so maybe that's how aliens could work.
So you think aliens right now are building our home in Mars?
Well, no.
Well, our futures.
What I mean is that they could reach us. They could, because if they were going to take off today from wherever they're at, right? Okay. I don't know where they're at.
Yeah, wherever they are.
Send me their address. Yeah,
they didn't send you the live location.
Yeah. But it would take probably thousands, if not millions of years to get to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't make any sense to how are these aliens going to survive the trip to get to us.
Right.
Unless they could skip the 1,000 years.
True.
So these interdimensional travelers could be like, we're going to launch the ship and then we're just going to skip to the end. To when to the million years or whatever it is to when the ship lands in Earth.
Right.
And maybe that's how space travel is going to work. Rather than...
Shit.
Bringing the two planets, you know, like in A Wrinkle in Time, where you bring the two.
Like Elon Musk, can you lend me the spaceship right now and let me go on a quick trip?
Yeah.
Let's take the wood.
Right. Can you imagine? Wood powered spaceship.
Yeah. Aw, shit. What now?
Update time. All right. So. Update on the Keith situation.
Not yet. Not me.
I haven't slept with him either. I don't know if you can hear the clapping.
No, I don't think you can hear it.
Everybody's super excited that we held out. All right. And so now back to our predictions. We're going to have you write me prediction questions.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And so we'll work on that for the next time.
So what was it? Brianna?
Brianna.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to turn that one down. There you go.
There
that
you
works.
Go.
All right. So is her husband cheating? You said twice. Jury's still out since last time. Haven't gotten any hard evidence, but I'm suspicious. I'm
okay.
Gonna say that. I'm
There's
suspicious.
Red flags around.
There are flags.
Okay. Okay.
Jessica, should she get married? You said no. She was already married when
you asked.
Yeah, and so they're still together, but it's still very rocky. Still.
okay. Then.
And I think we finally got us a winner on your side.
What happened?
You said if James should apply for a job, and you said yes, but he wouldn't have it for long. He is no longer.
He's not working there
he's
anymore.
Not at the job anymore. You were you were right on that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if that's what we should be cheering, but
no, maybe he's gonna get a better job probably.
Oh, okay. Well, let me write that down. He's gonna get a better job.
I hope so.
Yeah. We're gonna lose fans with all the bad predictions. I'm going to tell you this. When you ask me questions, I'm inclined, if anybody you ask, like, is so-and-so cheating? I'm inclined to just say yes.
Yeah, I mean.
Because it's like, why are you asking that?
Yeah, because if it's in your head, if it's a thought in your head. I don't know how many times I said it.
Yeah.
If it's a thought in your head, it's probably because you already saw some red flags.
Yeah.
And I don't got to see the red flags. You're telling me just by asking me.
Right. Yeah. No, I understand. And it's the same with all of these, really, right? Should I get married?
And you already said yes. Why would you ask?
Well, she asked me before.
Right.
And then I just held on to that way too long.
Anyways.
Yeah. So, well, that's
But that's
today.
Not. Huh? That's not the blame on you.
Yeah. Well.
A little bit, but not.
I'm trying to help where I can. Right?
Yeah.
If you have questions, send them to us on Facebook. We will do our best to be right. No promises.
Allegedly.
We're going to work. We're still honing our skills a little bit.
Right. We're still new to this dimensional thing.
Yeah. And so we're both clicking pins right now.
Okay,
we're too much the same.
Anyways.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Bye, guys.